today's topic is the power of chanting in the association of the devotees. And of course, especially this weekend, we have this opportunity to sit in this powerful sangha for hours on end, if we so desire, if we so choose. We can sit for hours and hours and really call out to Krishna, call on the holy name. We have this facility, and we should never underestimate chanting in the association of devotees. So I just wanted to read one verse from Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate.
This is third canto, chapter 25, text 25, famous verse. It says Lord Kapila speaking. Satam prasangam mamavirya samvido bhavanti hritkarana rasayana kata tajjo shanadashva pavargavartmani shraddha ritir bhaktir anukramishati. In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service began. So Srila Prabhupada's purport. The process of advancing in Krishna consciousness and devotional service is described here. The first point is that one must seek the association of persons who are Krishna conscious and who engage in devotional service. Thanks. Without such association, one cannot make advancement. Simply by theoretical knowledge or study, one cannot make any appreciable advancement. In other words, we need each other. We need devotees if we at all want to advance in devotional service, and we need to cultivate this association. One must give up the association of materialistic persons and seek the association of devotees, because without the association of devotees, one cannot understand the activities of the Lord. Generally, people are convinced of the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth because they do not associate with devotees. They cannot understand the Absolute Truth can be a person and have personal activities. This is a very difficult subject matter, and unless one has personal understanding of the Absolute Truth, there is no meaning to devotion. Service or devotion cannot be offered to anything impersonal. Service must be offered to a person. Non-devotees cannot appreciate Krishna consciousness by reading the Srimad Bhagavatam or any other Vedic literature wherein the activities of the Lord are described. Of course, this also applies to kirtan. It applies very much to kirtan, because we're not just chanting a mantra or making music. We're singing to a person. Krishna is a person. And when we sing in that way, then he reciprocates. There's reciprocation. That's why we come here year after year to do kirtan, because Krishna reciprocates. So they think that the activities are fictional, manufactured stories, because spiritual life is not explained to them in the proper mood. To understand the personal activities of the Lord, one has to seek the association of devotees. And this is very interesting, listen to this. By such association, when one contemplates and tries to understand the transcendental activities of the Lord, the path of liberation is open and he is free. When one who has firm faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes fixed, and his attraction for the association with the Lord and the devotees increases. So this is nice. This is the cultivation, to be in the association of devotees, to be in the kirtan, and try to understand, what is my relationship with Krishna? Who am I? Why am I here? Who is Krishna? What is, yeah, like this, calling out to Krishna. And what happens is that one becomes filled with faith because Krishna reciprocates with that sincere endeavor. And our attraction for Krishna increases, and our attraction for the association of the devotees increases. So this is so nice. Association with devotees means association with the Lord. The devotee who makes this association develops the consciousness for rendering service to the Lord. Wow, thank you. And then, being situated in the transcendental position of devotional service, he gradually becomes perfect. So this is the nicest verse. Satam prasangam amabhirya samvido. We are in the association of devotees. And then in that association, virya samvida, the discussions, the kirtan, everything in relationship to Krishna becomes powerful. It becomes effective. It touches our hearts. And this is the cultivation. Touch Joshanit. And mama virya samvido. And it becomes very pleasing, it says. Visayana kata comes like life-giving nectar, and becomes very pleasing to the heart and to the ear. So this is the effect of associating with devotees. And this way, as I mentioned, our faith increases because we have this experience. Krishna reveals himself in this association. And so our faith increases. And then it says, Shraddha, Ritir, Bhaktir, Anukramishati. Gradually, just by doing what we're doing, one step after the other, gradually we become purified. Our faith increases, Nishta, Ruchi, and so on. So this is our process. So we have a really great opportunity this weekend to practice. Of course, all of our activities revolve around this, but especially this weekend we have this wonderful opportunity. And as I was preparing this, I was remembering Srila Prabhupada's mission statement for the International Society for the Krishna Consciousness Movement. This was in 1966. He said there are different purposes, seven purposes. So two of them were to bring the members of the society together with each other and nearer to Krishna. Isn't that nice? To bring us together and bring us nearer to Krishna, the prime entity. And thus to develop the idea within the members and humanity at large that each soul is part and parcel of the quality of Godhead. So in this association, we realize we're servants of God, we're servants of Krishna. And the next one is very appropriate also. To teach and encourage the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya, of congregational chanting of the holy names of God, as revealed in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have this this wonderful opportunity this weekend to be in this association and chant. And I was thinking, I'd just like to encourage everyone individually. We can take this event, you know, casually. We can just show up for a little bit and have a nice time. It's so well organized. You can enjoy it in different ways. You don't even have to leave the kirtan to take prasadam. So, you know, anyone can take part in this movement, but it also it's a great opportunity for us to really, look at our hearts, as Bhakti Siddhanta said, examine our hearts and chant sincerely, call out to Krishna and his association, and see what happens, so we can perhaps individually set some intention that we'd like to get out of this, because clear intention is powerful, brings powerful results. Hare Krishna. A couple of thoughts. Thank you so much. So.